Good morning. May I please speak to Corinda?
This is she.
Good morning. This is Albert Ramirez on a recorded line. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Rivera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. In part two to that question, sounds a little redundant, but I have to ask it. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, like electronically or physically?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you filing this on this claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
On my behalf.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. When was your date of diagnosis?
I'm sorry. Sorry, give me just a second. I had to run to the restroom.
Okay.
My date of diagnosis was June 18th,
2022. Okay. And what's your date of birth, ma'am?
October 31st, 1989.
Okay, October 31st, 1989. Okay. I'm so sorry that you got diagnosed with meningioma. Okay, well, hopefully we could put you in contact and get you some help. Okay, so do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Rivera?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We just want to make sure we're helping everybody that we can. All right. Next is drug information. Depo Rivera. Did you use a name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Rivera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic brand?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And did you use the Depo Rivera shot for at least 1 year?
Yes, I used it for 7 years.
7 years?
Total.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And can you confirm that within 1 year that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I definitely had more than 4. I had,
okay.
Yes. I got it every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. And did you use Depo Rivera between January 1st, 1992 through the present day?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And let's see. When did you start using it? Do you recall what year or what month you started using that?
It was definitely March of 2014.
Okay, so March 2014. And when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it in October 2021. I wanted to try to have kids.
Okay. Got it, ma'am. And so was meningioma the main injury that you suffered after taking it?
Yes. I was diagnosed in June of 2022. I'm sorry, after I stopped taking it in 2021.
Got it, ma'am. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And I am speaking with Ms. Corianda. Is that Corianda Battles?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle name?
Yes, I have two middle names.
Okay, go ahead. First one?
The first middle name is Kyrie, K-R-Y-I-E.
K-R-Y?
K-R-Y-I-E.
Okay, I have...
Just both of my middle names have to be on my, my ID or driver's license.
It doesn't have to be, ma'am. It's just, even if you wanted to omit them or initial, whatever you prefer, ma'am.
Yeah, so we'll just go with my first middle name.
Okay, okay. And let me see if I got that right, okay? K-R-Y-I-E?
Yes, that's
okay.
K as in Kilo, R as in Romeo, Y as in Yo-Yo. I is in India, E is in Echo.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Okay. And there's no suffix or nothing like that, right, to your name?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I need your social, please.
It is 632144662.
Okay. Here's what I have. 63214. 4662?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your primary contact information, I have your email address of bcorianda@gmail.com. Phone number I have is 945-306-9836. Is that your cell phone?
That is my cell phone. Yes.
Okay. Is that your best contact preference through the phone or email or text?
My email is connected to my phone, so email is fine.
Any of those is okay then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect then. And next, may I please have your home address?
It is 10500 Lake June.
Lake June?
Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's two words, not one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
75217.
Thank you. No apartment number. Is it a house?
Unit number K is in Kilo 7.
Unit K. Got it. Thank you. Okay, here's the address I have is 10500 Lake June Road, Unit K, Dallas, Texas, 75217. How's that?
Unit K7, so the 7 has to
be there
as well. K7.
Thank you very much for confirming that. Okay, so Kilo 7. Okay. Next, hopefully... you remember this information. If not, we may need to grab it, and I'm here to help you on Google if needed. I need your medical diagnosing doctor's name. Who was your diagnosing doctor?
The neurosurgeon that diagnosed me, his name is Stephen Michael.
Mm-hmm. Are you there, Dr. Michael? What?
His name was Christopher Michael.
Christopher Michael. Dr. Christopher Michael. Got
it. Dr. Christopher Michael.
Medical doctor?
My neurosurgeon.
Is he at the Texas Neuro and Spine?
He's at Texas. Baylor Scott and White. They confuse me so much with the different organizations that they have with them. like the Texas Oncology and things of that nature. But it was at Baylor Scott and White.
What's the name of the what was the name of the facility?
Baylor.
Baylor.
It's Baylor University, but under the Scott and White umbrella.
Scott and White?
Because I also saw, yes, well, Baylor University Medical Center. And Baylor is under the Baylor Scott and White umbrella.
Okay. Okay, this keeps coming up. Texas Neuro and Spine, Dr. Christopher Michael, MD. That's probably his private office?
Yes, that may be his private office, but I never saw him there. I saw him
Got
at
it.
Baylor Medical Center.
Okay, I found something that looks like Baylor, Scott, and White Health. How does that sound?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to have paperwork there, like that shows the address to that location?
The address to where I saw him?
Yeah, to where you were diagnosed with Dr. Christopher. It's Dr. Christopher Basil, right?
Michael. Dr. Christopher Michael.
Okay, so if you have
I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3500 Gaston.
Jackson.
Avenue. Gaston. G A
S T O N.
T O N.
Mm-hmm. Gaston Avenue.
Dallas. Texas.
Mm-hmm. 75246. Okay. Do you have the phone number?
It is 214-823-2052.
Got it. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, so does this sound correct that the diagnosing facility name was the Baylor University Medical Center, Scott and White?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Awesome. Okay, next section is their medical treatment. Was it also Dr. Christopher Michael that was your treating doctor?
Yes, he did my brain surgery.
Okay, so medical treatment was Dr. Christopher Michael. Okay. And was it also at the same facility at Baylor University Medical Center, Scott and White?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And same address, same phone number. Okay, next is, was he also your prescribing doctor?
He prescribed me the interferon, I think is how you say it.
So it was the same doctor then, Dr. Christopher Michael, for everything?
He did not prescribe me the depo shot.
Who prescribed you the depo?
His name was Stephen Sekovich.
Can you spell the last name, please?
It is S-A-K-O-V-I-C-H, I believe.
Sekovich?
Yes.
Where was he? Was he also based out of Dallas?
I saw him in Irving.
In Irving, Texas?
Which is a suburb of Dallas.
Right. Okay. He's at 3501 North MacArthur Boulevard, Irving, Texas, right?
I saw him at 1901 North MacArthur Boulevard, Irving, Texas.
Okay. So what was the name of the facility?
Baylor Scott and White, Irving.
Okay. Was it also Baylor University or just Baylor Scott and White Health?
I guess it would be Baylor University too. Baylor University Scott and White, Irving.
Okay. Was it at the same address, 3500 Gaston Avenue?
No. It was at 1901
okay.
North MacArthur Boulevard, Irving, Texas.
Okay. Do you remember what suite that was?
I don't. Sorry.
It's okay. No worries. Huh? We're almost done. You're doing great, okay?
Yeah, it's just a lot of questions. I didn't realize.
I know. We're
so
almost done. We're almost done, and I appreciate you dealing, bearing with me. So was it a different phone number for that location?
I don't remember the phone number there.
Okay, no worries. No worries. Let me... I do have an address also that he, I guess, spends time at is MacArthur Medical at 3501. That has the number of 972-256-3700.
That might be like his individual practice or whatever.
I also see MacArthur, OBGYN, Sekovich, Stephen, medical doctor, his own page of 3501 North MacArthur. That has a number of 972-256-3700. So how do you feel if I put that number down? Because that seems to follow him around.
I guess so. I mean,
unless you have another. Okay. Well, we'll start with that one. We'll start with that one, and then they could always, you know, dig around from there. And then, who was your pharmacy?
Walgreens.
Do you remember where that one was located? Which city?
I always used the same Walgreens in Dallas, not too far from my home.
Dallas, Texas?
Yes. 2060 South Buckner.
2060 Buckner.
South Buckner Boulevard.
I see it. 2060 South Buckner Boulevard, Dallas, Texas, 75212. 75217. Sorry. Yeah, 217. Thank you. And I got their phone number, 214-398. Okay, beautiful. Okay, any notes that you want to share with me, ma'am? Anything that you would like me to put down in your file that'll help the attorneys better understand your case? Anything else you want to share?
With the brain surgery, I got really bad headaches, memory loss.
After the brain surgery?
Some before, some after, yes. They had to put a metal plate in my head.
Okay. Had to have brain surgery and metal plate was installed. Was there a purpose you want to share why they put a metal plate in there?
That was the way they had closed up my skull.
Okay. To close skull. Got it. Okay, ma'am. Okay. And are you able to get copies of your medical records? Either by having some or by we could just order them from your doctors, right?
I may be able to get them.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Next is an emergency contact information. We request, excuse me, one second. Excuse me. Need to take a quick drink of water. One second. Okay, so we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we'll continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, I will contact your emergency contact unless we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. And this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact you want to share, or you want to omit from that?
I don't have one. Usually my phone is right next to me on my laptop.
Okay.
Or in my hand or something.
Okay, got it, ma'am. Okay, all right. All right, thank you for that. Okay, so next what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and text you. I'm going to text you the contract for you to sign that. Really quick, let me just go over your spelling and your personal information just to make sure I don't have any mistakes here. So I do have, let's see. Okay, so we did confirm that you want to participate in the Depro Provera lawsuit. Let me get my QC sheet here. Okay. So we confirmed that you don't have representation from an attorney. We confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depro Provera as a contraceptive. We did confirm that you use the injection for 1 year or more, and that was equivalent to 4 shots once every 3 months. I confirm that the injection was name brand Depro Provera, and I confirm that you took the injections from 1992 and on to present. Confirm that you want to participate in the lawsuit. And you confirm that you have meningioma, okay. We confirm the correct spelling of your name, and last name, and we have your doctor information. I have your email address, bcorianne@gmail.com. I have your phone number, 945-306-9836. And that is it. So let me go ahead and send this over to you. Let me generate the document. Okay, what am I missing? Okay, 1 second. It's telling me I'm missing one thing. Other medical doctor. Oh, okay, phone. We don't have a phone number for emergency. Okay, that's what it is. NA 000. I just got to put a fake phone number here. Okay. No email at gmail.com. None. Okay, what is happening here? Five 6 8 6 3 6 0. Four, five, three, so 581. Okay, I'm gonna go grab. I'm gonna go grab my manager real quick. It's saying that I'm missing something, but I kind of tapped through it already, and I don't see anything. So I just need a second set of eyes. 1 second, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on.